ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Text number 61. Drishtva tam kamaliptena bahuna parirambhitam jagama hrutshaya vasham sahasa eva vimohitaha. दृष्ट्वा ताम कामलिप्तेना बहुना परिरंभितम् जगाम हृच्छाय वशाम वशाम सहैवा विमोहितः। दृष्ट्वा ताम कामलिप्तेना बाहुना परिरंभितम् जगाम हृच्छया वशम् सहसैवा विमोहितः। दृष्ट्वा ताम कामलिप्तेना बाहुना परिरंभिता जगाम हृच्छया वशम् सहसैवा विमोहितः। चैंट Drishtva, by seeing tam, her, the prostitute, kamaliptena, decorated with turmeric, bolo, decorated with turmeric to incite lusty desires, bahuna, with the arm, parirambhitam, embraced, Jagama went, Hrutshaya, of lusty desires within the heart, Vasham, under the control, Sahasa, suddenly, Eva. Indeed. Vimohitaha. Being illusioned. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The Sudra, his arm decorated with turmeric powder, was embracing the prostitute. When Ajamila saw her, the dormant lusty desires in his heart awakened, and in illusion, he fell under their control. Purport. It is said that if one's body is smeared with turmeric, it attracts the lusty desires of the opposite sex. The word Kamaliptena indicates that Sudra was decorated with turmeric smeared on his body. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, Drishvatam Kamaliptena Bahuna Bahuna Parirambitam Jagama Hrichaya Vasham Sahasaiva Vimohitaha. So, Srila Prabhupada gave lecture on this verse in Surat also. Prabhupada says that this is a Sudra. You know, there is Brahmana and there is Sudra. So, Sudras, they are almost, Prabhupada says, Sudra is the one who follows to some extent Vedic principles. He follows. And Chandala, just like Sudra means one who eats meat according to some rules and regulations given in the scripture. Like once in a month you eat meat after offering to Kali. If somebody eats meat by purchasing from the slaughterhouse, Prabhupada classifies him as Chandala. Because without any care for following rules and regulations. You know? So this Sudra, so Prabhupada says, now society, Kalau Sudra Sambhavaha, society is dominated by Sudra mentality people. So this Sudra mentality people, they don't care for rules and regulations of the scriptures. Tell them not to speak, you know. Every day they create a ruckus. So, it is very important. Prabhupada says, Brahmana, Brahmanas will never do such a thing. Like a Sudra, he may embrace a woman publicly. Like it's like animals, cats and dogs. You know, cats and dogs, they don't care. It's a dog, as soon as he sees a bitch, he runs after that. You know, female dog. And then does everything on the road only. So a Sudra is like that. If somebody, human being also, if he is doing that publicly, they say, you know, PDA. You know, PDA. Public display of affection. Right? So this PDA is not allowed. If somebody is doing it, then he is a Sudra. Then there is a chance that he will become an animal. But a Brahmana will never do that. Right? He will never do that. Prabhupada explains in the lecture that previously Vedic tradition is that when the boy and girl are married, so that time it's a combined family. So there is no question of young wife will never get to see the face of her husband during the daytime. Never. They never meet with each other. And also, when all the elders sleep in the night, so that time, the wife goes to husband's place, husband's room. Then before all the elders get up, she gets up and comes out. So nobody sees a wife going into husband's place, husband's room. Nobody knows. And so that is the custom. So if somebody, Prabhupada says that somebody sees all these things, just like Ajamila, he saw, you know, Ajamila he saw. So as soon as he saw, Hruchaya Kamarogena, in our heart, the disease is there, Kamaroga, you know, lusty desires. So it is immediately the lusty desires are aroused, you know, aroused. So one has to be so careful. But nowadays, Prabhupada is saying, you know, they show all these things in the cinema, on the roads and all, everybody is doing it in the rickshaws and all. So naturally, somebody's lusty desires are aroused, you know, then he becomes a victim of lusty affairs, like Ajamila did. That is why it is very important to follow the culture. Hamsudutta Prabhu asked after the lecture, very interesting question. Prabhupada, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Neha Bikram Nasosti, Pratyavaho Na Vidyate, Svalpam Apiyasya Dharmasya, Trayato Mahato Bhayat. So even if somebody has performed a little bit of devotion service, he is protected from the greatest danger. So if Ajamila has performed Vishnu worship, devotion service, how he lost all his devotion and became attracted to a prostitute? Prabhupada says, what? Then he again repeated the question. Then Prabhupada said, Ajamila is not a devotee. He said that he is only he is a Brahmana and he is only trained to do Vishnu worship, but this official Vishnu worship, doing this official Vishnu worship doesn't amount to somebody is claimed as a categorized as a devotee. You know, it's very interesting. First time. So just by worshipping Vishnu, if you have just like Dhruva Maharaj, Prabhupada says, you know, that is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur categorizes Dhruva Maharaj as a lowest. There is a category of pure devotees, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur categorized Dhruva Maharaj as the lowest of first stage of pure devotion. You know, so Prabhupada says, unless you do Anya Vilashita Sunyam without any desire, unless you develop love for Krishna, you know, then you cannot be categorized as a devotee. You know, just like, you know, in Brahmin families, they train somebody to do, you know, Vishnu worship. You know, so, but if he is doing it without understanding that, you know, he has understanding that I have to love Krishna, then he is not categorized as a devotee. So Prabhupada says, a devotee never falls down. A pure devotee of the Lord never falls down. You know, why? Because he has love for Krishna. You know, he has love for Krishna. So that is why Prabhupada says that, okay, it is good. Ajamila, he was trained as a Brahmana, but that is not sufficient. Then he says, unless one is on Brahminical platform, he cannot progress in spiritual life. So Brahmana means Samadhamma Tapashavacham Shanti Rajyam Mevacha. So all these things are there. But he says that just see, Ajamila is on Sattvic platform, but still he became a victim of lusty desires because he came down to mode of passion and ignorance. You know, passion and ignorance. So that is why Prabhupada advises, it is not sufficient. Then he says that, you know, Striya Vaishya Tata Shudras Tepiyanti Param Gatim. You know, even women also, women, Vaishyas and Sudras, they can also get me, but they are given a chance to become Krishna conscious, but if they remain on that platform, they cannot. A chance is given. It's not that I get Brahman Diksha, it doesn't mean that I become a Brahmana. Prabhupada says, you are given a chance to become a Brahmana by doing deity worship. Like that, we are given a chance to become a Brahmana by this process. But you have to be, it is not sufficient to remain on Brahminigan platform. Because from Brahmana, it is the mode of goodness, Sattvic platform. One has to rise to the Vishuddha Sattva platform. You know, Vishuddha Sattva platform. Transcendental mode of goodness. Prabhupada gave a very nice example. That, you know, just like, you know, Vasudev, you know, it is a Vishuddha Sattva is called to be on a Vasudeva platform. So Vasudev gave birth to Krishna. Vasudev gave birth to Krishna. In the same way, if we raise ourselves to the transcendental goodness, mode of goodness, then in our heart, Krishna will take birth. You know, Krishna will take birth. Then when we are completely Krishna conscious, that time, we will not fall down. You know, we will not fall down. We will not become a victim of lusty desires. That is why Prabhupada says, everybody has to be trained. You know, everybody has to be trained. So otherwise, then he says, nowadays, during Ajamila's time, there is only one incident like this. You know, there is only one incident like this. But nowadays, everywhere, they do this. Then everybody, we ourselves, we come from such a background. And then we get to see all those things. You know, Prabhupada says, what is the chance? You know, for us. But still he says, no, if you follow, that is why we have given this process of Krishna consciousness. Rising early in the morning, taking cold water bath, you know, wearing fresh cloth, coming for Mangalarti, chanting Japa, and then attending Darshanarti, Guru Puja, Bhagatam class, taking Prasad. All these things, if you practice on a steady and regular basis, we can raise ourselves to the platform of mode of pure goodness. You know, then Prabhupada says, once, you know, you should be very careful. You know, you should be very careful because danger is always there, like that. So, why do we, you know, it is like we have seen, right? Not only Ajamila, in the history of Bhagavatam and also in our own lives, history of ISKCON and all, so many devotees, they became victims of lust, right? Somebody asked Le Prabhupada, why, you know, after coming to Krishna consciousness, practicing and all, you know, why somebody falls down? Right? Why, you know? Krishna consciousness is so nice. You know, why somebody falls down? Right? So, Prabhupada writes in the third chapter, Kamayesha Krodesha Rajaguna Samudbhavaha, in that verse, that actually, we have got so much deep love for Krishna. You know, we have got so much deep love for Krishna. That love only became converted to lust. Just like milk touched by a tamarind becomes curd. In the same way, Krishna prema only, you know, became converted to lust because of our disobedience to Krishna. You know, so like Krishna, he's like Surya, sun. You know, we are all like fireflies. You know, fireflies. When a firefly wants to show his shining light, can he do it in the presence of sun? No. If firefly wants to show his light, he has to come into the darkness. You know, because Krishna Surya in front of the sun, firefly is not no value. In the same way, we are all like fireflies. When we want to show our, creative ability and all, in front of Krishna, then Krishna says, Krishna is Surya Sama. In front of Krishna, we cannot show our shining power. So, we have to come to this darkness. Mrityorma Amrutangamaya, like, this place, this is a darkness, place of darkness, ignorance. So, we come here. So, the first reason Why we come here is, we want to act like Krishna. We want to imitate Krishna. That is why we are here. You know, next what happens? When we are with Krishna, we are completely satisfied. When we are completely satisfied. So we don't need anything else. So when we come into this material world, first thing we desire is association of opposite sex. You know, because now we don't have Krishna in our life, so we want somebody to fulfill, to complete us. So that is why we need opposite sex. So, but that actually, creates a lot of problems. So then, next desire is we produce children. Why? Because we imitate Krishna's, creative ability. Right? And third desire, we want to maintain this pleasure. That's why we want to create wealth. We want to create wealth. So then, that is why it is called Antapran and Bahirpran. Money is called Bahirpran. Right? And then fourth desire we have is to hear ourselves. Tell that lady. She's a So fourth one is speak nonsense. We want to hear ourselves. Like Krishna speaks philosophy, no? Right? Krishna gives Bhagavad Gita. So everybody speaks their own philosophy. So these four desires we create like that. So it's all because we want to imitate Krishna. So one very interesting statement. Maya has the ability to attract us. But Maya doesn't have the ability to satisfy us. Right? But Krishna has the ability to attract us. At the same time, Krishna has the ability to satisfy us. Right? So that is why these lusty desires cannot be given up at all. We have to forget them. We have to forget them. Because we have seen in the history of Vishwamitra Muni, so many other sages, Shaubhur Muni and all. Prabhupada writes in the second canto Bhagavatam that all these great sages and all, they perform severe austerities and penances to subdue these lusty desires. The desire for sense enjoyment. And for many, many thousands and thousands of years, they remain subdued. They don't do anything. But the moment there is a provocation, they fall down because in the core of their hearts, they retain the desire to enjoy. Right? So these Swamis and Yogis, that's why they fall down. But Prabhupada says a devotee never falls down because devotee is very humble. He doesn't claim that he can control his senses by his own strength. He prays to the Lord constantly. Constantly. He prays to the Lord constantly. My dear Lord, please save me. I am very weak. Your Maya is very powerful. Please save me. Please save me. Right? That is why Krishna's devotees are protected by the Lord. Because they constantly pray to the Lord. Right? So many times I told this anecdote. Once Srila Prabhupada asked, you know what is the difference between you and me? Some devotees said so many things. So Srila Prabhupada told, I will never fall down, but you may fall down anytime. Right? Next day, Prabhupada, during Darshanarthi, Prabhupada was praying to the Lord. Oh, my dear Radharas Bihari, please protect me from Maya. Right? So Prabhupada said, every time a sannyasi brahmachari go to a grihastha's house, he should pray to the Lord. When I go to the house, I should not think that, that wife is beautiful and then that grihastha is very comfortable being served by a beautiful wife and very nice foodstuffs are given. Right? So Prabhupada says, each time we go to a grihastha's place, we should pray to the Lord to protect so that we don't become attracted to that housewife. Right? So Srila Prabhupada was praying. So later on in the darshan, somebody asked, devotees asked, Prabhupada, yesterday only you said that you will never fall down and then we may fall down, but you are praying today that, you know, please my dear Krishna, protect me from falling into Maya. Srila Prabhupada said, that is why I will not fall down. Because I am constantly praying to the Lord that, you know, I should not fall down. So the only complaint about my disciples is they are not afraid of Maya enough. You know, we should have healthy respect for Maya. You know, Maya is very powerful. Right now, of course, Krishna is more powerful than Maya. But right now, for us, Maya is very powerful. So we should constantly pray to Krishna. Right? So this kind of protection is required. You know, once you know how Bilvamangal Thakur, you know, his previous history, life, anybody knows? Previous life history. How he fell down like that with Chintamani. He was born in a Brahmin family, right? I heard his life history. In his previous life, Bilvamangal Thakur, he was a Vaishnava practicing devotional service in Vrindavan. You know? He is practicing very seriously and all. They have this custom, he used to have this custom. Previously, he was actually a very rich man before he came to Vrindavan. So he had this custom of distributing, feeding all the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan regularly. So by feeding all the Vaishnavas, all his money, all his wealth is gone. But he has this desire to feed all the Vaishnavas. You know, then he didn't have any money. Yeah. So at that time, there is one princess. She is a very beautiful girl. She died, you know, very young. So kanyas before marriage, if somebody dies, you know, they should bury, not burn the body, right? So that girl has this had this last desire that when she is being taken for cremation, she should be decked up with all her jewelry. She wanted to go with all her jewelry to the cremation ground. So they put very nice, beautiful sari, very expensive silk sari, and from head to the toe, she was decorated with many gold jewelry and all. You know, they are taking this body, and then Bilvamangal Thakur, he saw. Then he thought, why this gold will not go, you know, with her anyway. So I will take out this gold and silk sari and all, and I will sell it, and then I will use that money for distributing prasadam, feed the Vaishnavas. Is it a good idea? It's a good idea, no? Huh? It's a good idea, right? Huh? What wrong he has done? He wanted to feed the Vaishnavas only, no? Right? Nothing wrong. Yeah, but there is big wrong. So he took out all the sadis and jewelry and all. So he sold it off. Because he saw naked body of even if it is dead woman, naked body, being a sannyasi, because he saw the dead body of woman's dead body, in his next life, he had to take birth as Bilvamangal Thakur. And that princess became that Chintamani. You know? That princess became Chintamani. And he became again attracted to this lady. Right? Then, for us, drishtvaptu kamaliptena, because ajamila saw this, you know, we have got five senses, right? Just like for a bumblebee is very attracted to the fragrance of the honey, lotus flower oozes out. So bumblebee goes into lotus flower, being attracted by the fragrance of the lotus honey. Then spending all the time. So during the daytime, sun rises, this lotus flower blooms. So the bumblebee goes inside. because so much attached to the fragrance of the honey, he doesn't realize that sun is setting. So with the sunset, the lotus flower closes. So bumblebee is stuck inside. A bumblebee has the capacity to pierce the wood. Can't if pierce the soft body of the lotus stem? He can, right? But he won't, because he's so absorbed. And in the evening, elephant comes and trashes. Then the bumblebee dies. Right? In the same way, a firefly is attracted to the beauty of the fire. You know, beauty of the fire. So as soon as the firefly runs towards the beauty of the fire, so it becomes attracted to the fire and falls into the fire and dies. So though the firefly has eyes, you know, sense of seeing has very strong. And fish gets killed because they offer bait. You know, tongue is very strong for the fish. You know how they catch elephant? They make a ditch and cover it up. And other side of the ditch, they keep one female elephant. Elephant runs. I want to touch my female elephant. And falls into the ditch. So, elephant has the sense of touch, skin. You know, skin disease. And then, deer is caught by playing music. You know, by playing music. So these five living entities are described. You know, bumblebee because of the sense of smell, and firefly because of the sense of sight, eyes, and fish by taste, tongue, and elephant by skin, and a deer by ears. They have only one sense strong. But what about us? All the five senses are strong for us. Just imagine our trouble. You know? Imagine our trouble. Like that. So, but once somebody told Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, whenever I see a beautiful woman, you know, automatically my head turns." You know? And Srila Prabhupada said, "Yamaraj also will take a turn to take you." Right? You'll become a blind. Prabhupada said, "Be careful, you will become a blind man in your next life." Right? So Prabhupada says, once one devotee wrote to Prabhupada, "How can I control this, you know, seeing beautiful women?" Prabhupada said, "It's natural. You have to tolerate, maintain, you know, manage." So, for human beings, especially for us, eyes are very strong. We want to see beautiful women. In the same way for women also, like that. So, we have to control these eyes. So, this Bilvamangal Thakur, then later on all of you know how Chintamani, you know, saved him and all. Then when he was going again, you know, again he was attracted to one very beautiful lady. Then he started chasing her, one that Brahmin lady. And that Brahmin lady went inside and complained to her husband. So previously, well, Brahmanas, they have this concept, they have this vow that, you know, if any guest comes to your house, whatever he will ask, he will give. And suppose if that guest asks, "I want your wife," then they will give. You know, it is there. In Mahabharata it is described. So this Brahmana went, Bilvamangal Thakur went inside. Then that Brahmana asked, "What do you want?" He said, "I want your wife." He said, "Okay." So he told, he sent his wife. So Bilvamangal Thakur, when that girl came, he asked, "Please give me your hairpins. You know, give me your hairpins." "So for what?" He said, "Just give me." So he took the hairpins and plucked out his eyes. You know, said, "Why?" "Because these eyes only, you know, I got a lesson, I became attracted to Chintamani and all, but still, you know, she gave me lesson and I took sannyas. Now I'm going to Vrindavan. But still, you know, these eyes are not allowing me to concentrate on Krishna. Because still, you know, becoming attracted to beautiful women. So better I don't see any woman. Yeah, like that. So he plucked out his eyes. But later on, of course, he became a great devotee of the Lord. You know, that he was actually seeing Krishna's pastimes live telecast in his heart. Right? In his heart. So that is why he wrote a book by name Krishna Karnamrita. So what is the meaning of this, you know, Krishna Karnamrita? That pastimes and the poems that he wrote, they are very pleasing to Krishna's ears. That is why that book's name is Krishna Karnamrita. It is pleasing to Krishna's ears. Like that. So, of course, I don't recommend to pluck out your eyes. But we have to understand the power of our eyes. Like that. So it's very, very careful. We have to be very, very careful. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says that one should actually come to the platform of mode of goodness. So how this mode of good, how can we come to this mode of goodness and then later on Vishuddha Sattva? You know, Mamchaya Vyabhicharena. You know, so Bhakti Yogena Sevate. Right? Sagunan Samaditya Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Right? So somebody is performing devotional service to me. You know, so Prabhupada says by association of pure devotees, you know, one will come to that stage. Right? Somebody asked, once Narad Muni, Krishna asked Narad Muni, who is the greatest? You know? So Narad Muni said, earth is the greatest. Because she is carrying all the weight of all the living entities and all. Right? But Krishna says, no, 75% of earth is water. You know? So water is the greatest. Then Narad Muni said, water is the greatest. Krishna said, Agastya Muni drank all the water. You know that story, no? He drank all the water. Then Narad Muni said, Agastya Muni is the greatest. But Krishna said, Agastya Muni is only a star. You know, he's only a star. So when I took the incarnation of Vamandev, I covered all the three planetary systems. So he came under. Then Narad Muni said, your lotus feet are the greatest. Then Krishna said, no, my lotus feet are captured by in the hearts of my pure devotees. Right? Then Krishna said, Narad, you are the greatest. Right? So, we should seek the association of a pure devotee who is carrying Krishna always in his heart. Right? Once Narad Muni went to Lord Vaikuntha, then he asked Lord Narayana, what is the advantage of associating with a pure devotee? This is another story. That story I already narrated. This is another story. Then Lord Narayana said, okay, I will demonstrate practically. Then he did like this. And he chosen one village. In that village, he chosen one dirty place. There is one worm. Worm in the stool. So, Lord Krishna said, go and ask that worm. Right? So, Narad Muni went to that worm and asked, what is the advantage of associating with a pure devotee? That worm looked at it like that, then immediately, you know, turned over and died. So Narad Muni went back to Narayana. So Lord Narayana said, see, what is this? You know, it happened like this. Said, okay, we'll choose one more. See that. Then again he did like this. And see that calf just born. Right? So you go and ask. So Narad Muni went and asked that calf, what is the advantage of associating with a pure devotee? You know, immediately that calf looked at it like this, you know, shivered and this thing, that turned over and then she died. Narad Muni said, I am a panoti, loser, you know. what is this happening? As soon as I ask this question, somebody is dying. You know? Then again he went back to Lord Narayana. What is this, you know? It's all these things. Whomever I would ask, they are dying. Oh, don't worry now. We'll do one more experiment. So you go and, you know, there is one prince born in one, you know, kingdom. You go and ask that boy. Narayana said, no. You know, whomever I'm asking, they are dying. So I don't want to have the sin of, you know, killing, you know, prince just born, you know, Shishu Hatya. You know, I don't want. Now, Lord Narayana said, no. He is very adamant. No, you have to do this. Right? So Narada Muni very fearfully said, okay. You know, he was praying, please, again, you know, this boy should not die and all. Then he went and asked that boy. Then he went there. So when he asked that, this boy is still alive. Then he asked, what is the advantage of associating with a pure devotee of the Lord? Naradji, you are only seeing with your own eyes. Right? I was a worm. As soon as I met you, I became a cough, you know. Very good birth, you know. So as soon as you met, when I was in the body of a cough, as soon as you met me, now I became a prince. Right? So by your association, now I think in my next life, I'll come back to Godhead. Right? So, it is a... all these things, Prabhupada says, very difficult in Kali Yuga, all these things happening. Only remedy is, you know, association with pure devotees. Somebody asked, in the same lecture, Prabhupada, Hamsudutta Prabhupada was asking, Prabhupada, somebody is practicing devotional service, and then he committed sin, offense. That means he will lose all his devotional service. Prabhupada did not reply. Prabhupada is saying, no, if he committed offense, he should go to that devotee and beg forgiveness. But, you know, he doesn't want to. Prabhupada said, no, he should beg forgiveness. Suppose Prabhupada, he wants to continue his devotional service, but he has committed an offense. What to do? No, Prabhupada says, you must beg forgiveness. A devotee is always merciful. He will excuse. And again, after the lecture is over, then session is over. Again, Prabhupada, somebody asked Prabhupada, previous to that Hamsudutta's question, suppose if somebody has committed offense, you know, somebody has committed offense, and then he is falling down, you know, he is falling down, then he, what will happen? You know, how to prevent? Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada said, instead of falling down, he must fall down at the devotee's, you know, devotee's feet. You know, anyway you are falling down, so better fall down at the devotee's feet. You know, so Prabhupada is stressing that that is why devotees, you know, we should be broad-minded, and you know, we should not find fault in each other. You know, only person who can find fault in us is Srila Prabhupada, right? Because he is completely free from all faults. So when he finds fault, there will be no envy in him. He will correct us. But when we find fault in others, we do it because of envy. You know, because of envy. You know? So superiority complex. You know, like that. You know. So it is very. We have to be very, very careful. Prabhupada is saying that, you know, we should be. You know, that is why we introduce this Vancha Kalptar Bhyascha after Mangalarti. So we should forgive each other, and then we should beg forgiveness if he committed any offense. Right? So like that. So Srila Prabhupada writes, the cause of fall down for a devotee is because of committing offenses. You know, if somebody is not able to, Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that if somebody is not able to follow four regulative principles, that means he has lost the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. You know? Prabhupada says, because of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, so all these Nechas and Yavanas, they are becoming great devotees of the Lord. You know, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Because Lord Nityananda predicted, you know, this is how it will happen in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, so one has to be very, very careful. You know, So when we practice devotional service, even though we see so many of things like Ajamila did, but still, you know, we are not falling down right now. Why? Because we have the protection of Lord Krishna, Chaitanya's mercy. And the moment we lose that mercy, the moment we lose the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, immediately we will lose the capacity to control our senses, you know, and we will fall down. So it's not only sufficient to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but also it's required, you know, we should associate with devotees. You know, devotee association is very important, you know, to help each other. Then only we will be able to sustain the onslaught of Maya. But otherwise, we'll become a victim of Maya, these lusty desires, like that. So Prabhupada says, in the conclusion of that lecture, says, nowadays, it is very, very difficult to follow anything else. That is why we should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam, you know, Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. So, we must chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then, he says that, you know, Yadavadi, how do we know we became free from lust? So, Prabhupada says, this is the test. Yadavadi mama cheta krishna padarvinde navanava rasa dhamni udyatam rantumashit tadavadi bata nari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukha vikarah shushu nishtivanam cha. This is composed by Yamanacharya. So Srila Prabhupada says, this is the test of a Vaishnava, litmus test, you know, what is litmus test? You don't know? Huh? What is litmus test? Yeah. Huh? Right? Litmus test. You heard the word litmus test? You don't know? Huh? What? Tell me. Huh? You know that paper you put like that. Prabhupada says, this is the litmus test. What is the litmus test? Yadavadi mana mama cheta krishna padaravinde navanavarasa dhamni udyutam rantumasit tadavadi bata nari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukha vikara shushtu nishtivanam cha. A devotee, that is the definition of a devotee. You know, till that time we are not called devotee, Vaishnava. What is the definition of a Vaishnava? Vaishnava means, Prabhupada says, whenever I think of associating with a woman, nari sangame smaryamane, Prabhupada writes, it's even a Paramahamsa also gets a thought that, you know, I should associate with a woman. Even Paramahamsa also will get. But the difference between a Paramahamsa and ordinary person, we also get. But the difference between a Paramahamsa and ordinary people like us is we continue to think about it. Right? But a Paramahamsa will cut short that thought at that time only. So whenever a Vaishnava means, whenever he gets the thought that I should associate with opposite sex, Prabhupada usually says spit, no? Prabhupada says spite. I will spite, right? At that thought. Yeah? So Prabhupada, that is Vaishnava. Right? How do you know, Prabhupada, somebody asks, how do you know you become a Vaishnava? Nobody has to tell you. You will know. Just like, how do you know when you're feeling hungry, you are eating food. How do you know that you are satisfied? You will know, right? You are satisfied. Your stomach is full. Hunger is not there. You are like that. When I started thinking about Krishna's lotus feet, I get so much happiness and bliss. You know, that whenever I think, even the thought of associating with women comes, I spit at that thought. You know, bhavati mukha vikara shushtu nishtivanam cha. I curl my lips in distaste and spit at that thought. Right? So that is Vaishnava. So when we associate with such a Vaishnava, then we will become like that. Right? We'll become. Prabhupada says, how does one become a devotee? You know? Prabhupada says, just like a TB patient, you know? your TB patient, even if he spits and you are there, the infection will, you may catch infection. Yeah, but if you eat food left over by a TB patient, you will also get TB. Right? In the same way, you are assisted with a pure devotee. And food eaten by pure devotee, if you eat, then you will also get whatever disease that a pure devotee has. What disease he has? He has madness for... he is mad about Krishna, you know. Lord Chaitanya, Prakashan sir has asked... Lord Chaitanya, we are a sannyasi, why are you, dancing like a bhavuka? Why you are not, discussing Vedanta Sutra? My spiritual master told me I am a fool. That's why he gave me this mantra, you chant. So when I started chanting Hare Krishna Mam, this mantra, I become like a madman. Dancing and chanting. Then I went and asked my Guru Maharaj, what kind of mantra you have given me? when I am chanting this mantra, I am becoming mad. Then my Guru Maharaj smiled. Prabhupada writes in the purport, when the disciple is progressing in spiritual life, spiritual master smiles. He is satisfied. So he said, wow, you are on the right track. What, becoming mad? Yes. Right? So becoming mad about Krishna, like that. So by associating with pure devotees, we will get like Narad Muni experienced. That in the same way, we will get that whatever they have, like that. So this Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada says, I have established this Krishna consciousness movement to give an opportunity to people to give association of pure devotees. Right? We all should become pure devotees of the Lord and give association to outside people so that when they come and associate with us, they also will become pure devotees of the Lord. Prabhupada says, this is the only saving grace for the mankind. Only Krishna consciousness movement will save the world. Will save the world. So that is why, of course, Lord Chaitanya predicted, Prithvite Achayat Nagradigram Sarvatra Prachara Haibhumoranam. So, by the will of Lord Chaitanya, entire whole world will become Krishna conscious. But Prabhupada said, he has given you a chance to take the credit. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, distribute my books. Otherwise, if you don't distribute my books, they will pop out on their own. So you take the credit. Right? Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Chances are very less. They say Gandhiji chanted Hare Ram. But Prabhupada said, no, it is not possible. Right? So later on, nowadays his secretary, he wrote, that he didn't chant Hare Ram. Then Nathuram Gadse's brother, he's still alive, I think. He gave an interview, it's there on YouTube. He said there was no chance that he could chant Hey Ram, because the way that person has shot, aiming his heart, in a fraction of a second he lost his life, because that was the training they had, because they had very less time, right, in the prayer meeting and all. So with one bullet shot, he had to be shot. So like that. Later on, Srila Prabhupada commented, actually it was not possible for him to go back, because throughout his life, he was saying, I'm Indian, you are Britisher, get out. So it is bodily concept of life. He cultivated bodily concept of life. I'm Indian, you are Britisher. So he didn't have the desire to go back. Right? So you have to develop that consciousness. So if your heart is full of lusty desires, how will you develop a consciousness to serve Krishna? Right? Krishna will purify, if you really surrender, then Krishna will purify your heart, no? Right?
Hare Krishna.
See, if he has not purified, that means you are not fully surrendered. Huh? You agree or not? So surrender is not something philosophical, you know. No, it's very easy. Because you are surrendering to Maya. If you are not surrendering to Krishna, you are surrendering to Maya, right? Bhaktivinoda Prabhu made a very nice point that they say we should stop the slavery. But actually, you are all slaves of corporate people. Right? Everybody nowadays is a slave of, you know, the whole education is making you a slave. Right? So, better be a slave of Krishna. Right? So, why are you saying surrender is very difficult? Surrender is very easy. You are surrendering to Maya. Without surrendering, you cannot remain. Either you surrender to Maya or you surrender to Krishna. So, if you choose to surrender to Krishna, you reap the benefits. If you choose to surrender to the Maya, Maya will punish. Huh.
The fact that Krishna will remove all desires,
yeah,
and take him.
Yeah. Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punyashravan Kirtanam Hridiyantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhrustatam. You know, one devotee was commenting, you know, when Lord Krishna sits in your heart as 400 form of Vishnu, as soon as you surrender to Krishna, that 400 form becomes 200 form Krishna. Right? Then he carries one broom. As soon as you start hearing about Krishna, Krishna carries a broom and starts cleaning our heart. Right? If Krishna starts brooming, then what? So that is the trick is you have to keep on hearing about Krishna. Keep on hearing about Krishna.
Election.
That is the only remedy. Okay. Grandha Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.